Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Hi, Chelsea. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good.
Good, good, good. Chelsea, what are you up to today?
Right now, I am dropping my son off at school.
Nice. And then what will you do with yourself?
Go home and clean.
Ew. Oh, wow. Let's win you $1,000 and you can hire somebody to do that for you.
All right.
Doesn't that sound wonderful?
Although I do enjoy cleaning. It's very therapeutic sometimes.
That is true. Some people like it.
Are you cleaning from the weekend or are you cleaning for something coming up?
Just cleaning from the weekend.
I see. How was your Mother's Day weekend?
It was good.
That's good.
Yeah, did anybody buy you anything nice?
I got jewelry, a necklace.
Nice. Jewelry is good. That's good. Mm-hmm. Very good. All right. Well, let's play this game. Let's see if you can win $1,000. You'll have 30 seconds to answer 10 questions that begin with the letter of the day. Don't repeat any of your answers. And the key to winning this puppy is to pass quickly. If you don't have an answer right away, pass.
Okay.
All right. So today, your letter is the letter J. As in Jeff, Jen, Johansson,
Jaguar,
Johannesburg.
Jump, joy.
Johnson.
Yep. Oh, yeah, you can do this. I'm looking at this. Oh, yeah, you got this.
A lot of options.
I can feel it.
Okay.
I hope so. Yes.
Juju
feel free
beans.
To use any of those or not.
All right.
Jelly beans.
Right. Here we go. All right.
30 seconds on the clock.
You got that clock?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yes.
With the letter J, name something you do in the woods.
Jump.
Something red.
Jello.
A feeling.
Joy.
A TV show.
Pass.
A flower.
Pass.
An animal.
Pass.
Something cold.
Pass.
A meat.
Pass.
Something square.
Pass.
A snack.
Jelly bean.
A TV, oh, jeez.
TV show, Jake and the Fat Man.
Remember that?
No. Yes, that's great.
I went with Jump Street, 21 that Jump works. Street.
Yeah. I thought Justice League. Is that a TV show?
Sure, maybe. Justice I don't League. Know. When you said plant, I went Juniper.
Juniper.
Jasmine. Juniper berry, Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Yeah. Animal, I went with Jackalope. It's not a real thing, but I made it up.
Jaguar.
I need a Jaguar.
Jaguar. Yeah.
Jaguar.
Oh, darn man.
It. Jackalope.
Oh, well.
Still like Jackalope. I would have accepted Jackalope.
Same.
Hey, you know what? We're going to do it again, Chelsea. We'll speak again.
All righty.
Eventually. All right. May not be tomorrow, but it'll be one of these days.
Have fun cleaning.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
All right. We want before and after pictures. Take it easy.
She All was right. really good in the beginning, and then just when she had to do that pass, I feel like it
knocked her off.
Yeah, a little bit.
Cincinnati's Q102. Jeff and Jen, 10 after 8. What is this live photos feature? The Apple's live photos feature. You know how iPhones have that, where if you press down on a picture, oh, yeah, yeah, it shows you like a few seconds of video before and after the picture. And some people have it on and don't realize it by default.
I love it.
And it looks weird. Oh, so you can like adjust it in case you don't love the. Yeah.
Well, it's when.
Or you could just do a burst, too.
Yep. Well, you have a kid, sometimes like they move and then the picture that you get is the crap. But if you could just go back 1 second or two when they were smiling, you can save that one.
Right.
That's what I like about it.
Yeah. Anyway, that feature just took down a relationship.
Mm-mm.
Because someone was saying something or.
Doing something
else was in
spotted.
The photo.
A woman named Serena Kerrigan posted a video on TikTok on Sunday showing how her boyfriend sent her a photo of an empty bed in a hotel room and telling her that he missed her. But when she pressed down to see the live photo at the end of the clip, some random woman jumped onto the bed. Oh, boy.
Oops.
Yeah. The video went viral pretty much immediately. It's already got millions of views.
So you think that girl knew that he had a girlfriend?
I think the girl staged it.
Yeah, me too.
But makes for a good TikTok story.
You want to go viral.
Yeah.
It's one way to do it.
Meanwhile, there's a 38-year-old guy by the name of William James Walker in Orange Park, Florida, which is just outside Jacksonville in the northeast part of the state. And last month, he stole a trailer from a parking lot outside of a Days Inn. And inside the trailer was $12,000 worth of Lynyrd Skynyrd memorabilia.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
Are you a big Lynyrd Skynyrd fan?
Sure. Yeah, I guess the stuff was going to be sold at a cancer charity benefit in honor of Jimmy Van Zandt. And the most valuable item in the trailer was a 1957 Les Paul guitar signed by several rock stars, plus a whole bunch of other Skynyrd stuff.
I always thought Lynyrd Skynyrd was a guy.
No.
I'm one of those. Which one's Lynyrd?
Mr. Skynyrd.
Yes.
Police are still hunting for William, and he is looking at a felony grand theft charge. Yeah, what's not clear to me is, did he know that stuff was in it? Like, did he just steal something thinking, I don't know, I'm sure there's something cool in there, or was it targeted? Like, did he know that it was a bunch of Lynyrd Skynyrd memorabilia? You know, and now the people are on the lookout for it. Like, how do you, I don't know, how do you fence that? By the way, if Tiger King taught us anything, it's that normal people don't own tigers. And well, here's normal. Another example.
Average everyday folks don't own tigers.
Sunday night, a tiger was loose in a neighborhood in Houston. You may have heard about this.
Yes, the video is unreal. And I'm like, the guy with the gun, that's what's so funny, is he's almost like he's...
like he's negotiating
right,
with a tiger.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know? Freeze!
Put your hands behind your head.
Stop right there or I'll shoot.
Need to see your hands.
Like, what are you doing? Get in your truck, dude.
Yeah. Seriously.
Just get in your truck.
It can eat you.
What are you going to do?
Totally.
He just wanted to pull that gun out and hold it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, an actual tiger is just walking around on the street. There's even a video of that guy who I guess is an off-duty cop who lives in the area, pointing a gun at the tiger and telling its owner to get back inside. The video is loaded with F-bombs.
There is a freaking Bengal tiger boom in this yard, and this dude needs to be careful. Holy cow. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. He's going to shoot it. He's going to shoot it.
The owner is a 28-year-old guy named Victor Cuevas, and he doesn't just have a tiger. He is also a murder suspect who was out on bond. He allegedly shot and killed a guy in 2017. Oh, he did shoot and kill a guy in 2017. It wasn't alleged. He says it was self-defense, but he's facing murder charges.
Wow.
Anyway, the off-duty cop called for backup. Victor put his tiger into his white Jeep Cherokee and then drove off.
Oh, I can't. I just...
Yeah, that's who we should have been pointing the gun at.
Jeez. Oh.
The suspect.
Right.
Anyway, they were on the run until Victor was caught yesterday. And he was hit with a felony charge for evading arrest. Is the tiger still MIA?
I think so.
I think it is.
They probably took it somewhere.
Yeah, Victor's lawyer is already trying out some crazy theories on this. Here's a quote from the lawyer. People are making a lot of assumptions. Maybe he might be the hero out there who caught the tiger that was in the neighborhood.
Maybe.
But listen to this. Victor also has two monkeys in his house. And the monkeys are legal. They are legal in Houston. But having a tiger is not.
Yeah.
Surprised that the tiger hasn't eaten the monkeys.
I put up this really sweet video of, it's on our Q102 Facebook page. It's this gorilla at the zoo, and there's a mother there, and she has a newborn baby, and she's holding the baby through the glass, and this gorilla just walks, like, right over to the window and wants to like start petting and touching the baby because the gorilla is also a mother. And it is just the sweetest thing I've ever seen. You should check it out. It's on our Q102 Facebook page. This happened at the Franklin Park Zoo somewhere. But
oh, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, yeah. It's just the neatest thing because you can just tell that this gorilla wants to have this this interaction with this little human baby. And then her little baby gorilla comes up and she grabs the baby and is like, look at the baby. It's just the neatest thing.
Let me hold it.
I'm not kidding you. You need to see this.
Did you send it to me?
I did.
I don't have it.
I sent it in your messenger.
Oh, okay.
It's just the neatest thing, this human-gorilla interaction. We're not far from each other, people.
No, we aren't.
It just really felt like this mom was like, oh, let me hold your baby, the gorilla mom, and then told the other baby, come over and look at this baby.
Look at my baby.
I might know one or two people who were actually raised by gorillas. Coming up, the 1K letter of the day. Your shot at $1,000 is straight ahead. But first, we check the roads. Here's Denise with your latest traffic.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.